Jess Tom is an artist, a writer, and an activist who challenges stereotypes and misconceptions about disability through her various works. Jess has Tourette's syndrome. So, yes, I wanted to talk about her upcoming show at the Grootley Theatre in Geneva, and I wanted to talk about Tourette's Hero, the group behind it that she founded. But first, I wanted to ask Jess what she would just love everyone to know, first and foremost, about Tourette's itself.
I think what I'd like people to know about Tourette's Biscuit is that it is complicated. It affects people differently. Biscuit, it's way more than just the sort of myths and stereotypes, the sort of headlines, so swearing tics or tics that are funny. It is a complex condition that impacts people differently. But for me, Biscuit, I have been able to develop the language to explain my tics and experiences, Biscuit, and that's what's made the most powerful difference. Hedgehog, Biscuit. I would also say that I proudly identify as a disabled person and understand that I'm not disabled because of Tourette's or disabled by my body or brain or how they work, but I am disabled by barriers in the environment. Biscuit, and the exciting thing about that is that by thinking about a diversity of bodies and minds, we can make less disabling spaces. So that's the other thing I'd really love people to know about disability, is that everyone has a role to play in making a more inclusive world. Biscuit,
is
hedgehog,
that
cats.
The goal when you set up Tourette's Hero?
Biscuit.
Was that really what you wanted people to know and what you wanted to spread the message about?
Yeah, I set up Tourette's Hero in 2010, so 14 years ago. And I think at the very beginning, Biscuit, it felt nerve-wracking even saying that we were going to celebrate aspects of Tourette's or the creativity and humour. And it started as a small idea, that idea of like not wasting, Biscuit, the spontaneous creativity that Tourette's gives me access to. But what I have learnt through the time making artworks, travelling internationally, is that humour, laughter and creativity are really powerful ways of getting people to connect with each other, with new ways of thinking, and of like catalysing change. And so I think that's definitely become a big part of what motivates me, Biscuit, is wanting disabled and non-disabled people to have opportunities to share and experience and learn from each other. Biscuit, hedgehog, cat.
The title Burnt Out in Biscuit Land suggests to me that it can be occasionally exhausting.
Biscuit.
I would imagine physically and emotionally. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Biscuit. Well, Biscuit Land is the surreal world, Biscuit, my tics create around me. And there are lots of different versions of Biscuit Land. Biscuit Land can be a funny place, a joyful place. It's definitely not a world that, Biscuit, I inhabit alone. But there are elements that are of living with Tourette's, Biscuit, and of being a disabled person in a largely non-accessible world that are really exhausting and really draining. Biscuit, and I think that Burnt Out in Biscuit Land is particularly a response to the experiences of disabled people over the last 4 or 5 years. I'm clinically extremely vulnerable to COVID, which means I'm at risk of getting more sick when I have COVID, Biscuit. And that's meant that I've had to change and adapt a lot over the last three or four years. And I think that that's the case for lots of disabled people. Biscuit, hedgehog. But yeah, Biscuit Land is definitely a place that that changes, and there's lots of joy, there's lots of silliness, but we don't shy away from talking about the difficult aspects of living with a body and brain that often isn't considered. Biscuit, hedgehog, cats.
What can you tell
Biscuit.
Me about what we'll see on stage,
hedgehog.
What the show is about?
Sausage.
And I'm
Biscuit.
Also curious, how much of it are you acting, or how much of you are
Biscuit.
On stage is Jess Tom? How much are we going to get to see the real you?
Biscuit. So Burnt Out in Biscuit Land is a blend of performance, film and conversation. Biscuit, and the version that we're bringing to Le Grootley in Geneva, Biscuit, on the 16th and 17th of May, uses film a lot. Biscuit, everything that you see is based on lived experience and draws deeply on who I am. But Biscuit, there are sort of elements of that that aren't directly part of my life. It's sort of set in a apocalyptic bunker, and we're not quite there yet, Biscuit. But lots of the experiences that it tackles are things that I've experienced and have a really deep understanding of. What you will see on stage, Biscuit, is there are three characters. They're working out how to survive together. You will see solidarity and love. You will see silly games. There's lots of ticks, biscuits. So you'll definitely hear the word biscuit and hedgehog, sausage. And hopefully there's opportunities to think and reflect and talk together to really sort of explore the themes of the work, which are disabled joy, invisibility, survival, the power of friendship and laughter. Biscuit, hedgehog, biscuit, cats. So as well as watching something, you'll also get to participate in a conversation if you wish. There's definitely no mandatory participation. Biscuit, hedgehog, cats. All our performances are relaxed performances, Biscuit, which means we take a relaxed approach to noise and movement in the audience, and everybody is welcome. So relaxed performances are performances that particularly welcome people who might experience barriers to typical theatre environments that, you know, are perceived as quiet or where you can't move around. There's integrated audio description, so if you can't see what's happening on stage or screen, you'll be able to hear it described. Biscuit, and every performance is both live in person and live streamed. So if you're not able, Biscuit, yet to be safely in the room, there is a way that you can still participate and access the show and be part of the community of people chatting and thinking together. Biscuit, hedgehog, cats. Fun.
And enjoy theatre remotely, which is fantastic.
Biscuit.
And
hedgehog, biscuit.
Dare I say it? Because when I try and explain what it looks like, I can. Hedgehog. There's something about it reminded me of the Russian band Pussy Riot. You know them?
Yes.
Kind of anarchistic. So, how would you describe the aesthetic? I want to get that into your words.
The aesthetic is bleak, playful, silly. apocalyptic. We wear brightly coloured woolen balaclavas that were knitted by Charmaine, one of the performers. We wear stab vests, bulletproof vests, with the letters and the text "No DNR" on them, which stands for "Do Not Resuscitate" order. So that's sort of asserting our right to exist in the world. There's also a banner that is a pledge that we read, which is the commitment that we make to each other. So aesthetically, it's a real mix of dark and dystopian meets sort of children's TV, I would probably say.
What a combo. Okay. That is the very lovely Jess Tom. You can see her on stage for Burnt Out in Biscuitland on the 16th and 17th of May. As Jess mentioned, if you can't make it to the theatre, it can be streamed. The performances are accessible and relaxed. You can also choose your own ticket price, and you'll see options on the website when you go to reserve your ticket. If you'd like to catch this incredible show, Burnt Out in Biscuitland, grab your ticket now at grootly.ch.